This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Take him over Kamala and the horrible way she again treated Justice Kavanaugh. That was a horrible event. I thought it was terrible for her. I thought it was terrible for our nation. I thought she was the meanest, the most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate.
I was disappointed that it was not me, but when I saw that it was Senator Harris, I was beyond thrilled. He made a fantastic choice, and it just speaks volumes to how much he values the diversity in our country. And he hinted at that when we spoke earlier today.
All right, that was the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, disappointed she wasn't the choice, but then high-fiving Joe Biden for picking Kamala Harris, and the president ripping Harris to shreds. But will the president and Pence get that double whammy, the re-election nod, or does Joe Biden with a woman, an African-American Indian woman, because that's part of her background, who once was the attorney general of one of the largest states in the United States, does that ticket rise because of Kamala Harris? Does she add anything to the ticket? What are the pros and cons of that? Lots of conversation about Harris. I think what the president said will ring true with hardcore Republicans who absolutely would hearken back to what happened with the confirmation of Kavanaugh. But just as many liberals and Democrats will also do the same thing and like what Harris did during those series, you know, it's funny, I was listening to the president, it's like he was really searching for what are the words that he was going to say, and he said, you know, she's my number one draft pick as the flawed running mate for Joe Biden. That's who she is. We'll see how she works out. She was poor in the primaries. She's expected to do well. She ended up around 2%. That is true. I mean, that's a fact. She did end up at 2%. She did spend a lot of money. And he said, you know, I was a little surprised he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time. And he went on to call her nasty a couple of different times at different levels and said that, you know, how would Democratic voters view her? And the answer is, he says, she's a big tax raiser. She's a big slasher of funds for the military, and she's got a lot of difficult things that she's going to have to explain. And plus, she was even nastier to what the president called Senator Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, and Joe Biden, and he said she was very disrespectful to Joe Biden. Obviously, he didn't care about that. Biden went for Harris. There was a personal connection because of Beau Biden, who also served as an attorney general, and he knew Kamala Harris. And when Beau Biden died, she wrote a nice note to Joe Biden about that, and so they had known each other for a while. She, again, was friends with his son. So Biden and Harris, once at massive odds and at each other's throats, are now finding some common ground. And I think where they found that common ground and is really the part about Kamala Harris that helps her with some people and may hurt her with others is the criminal background, the criminal justice issues. When she was district attorney, 16 years ago. Of course, one of her big priorities was to fight federal policies that she believed put too many black people in prison. There's massive conversations about that now. There's massive documentaries. Well, I say massive. There's probably 10 documentaries where it weaves in what's happened to black people in our culture and prison. And then, of course, Harris and Biden also are on the same platform of Black Lives Matter. And Harris makes history. I mean, she's making history as the first black woman named to a major party national ticket. And Biden is, I guess, closer to her viewpoint. And that was part of what he was looking for, as he said, somebody that is the last person in the room that he can talk to, bounce ideas off of, all of that. So the cat's out of the bag, and it is Kamala Harris. Not a shock to me. I thought for sure she was going to be the pick, but I had been asked that a couple of times. Who do you think is going to be the pick? Who do you think is going to be the pick? And there were a lot of other names that people were thinking were going to be it. Susan Rice, for one. The governor of New Mexico was another one. Tammy Duckworth was somebody else who was also on the list. But, of course, you know, again, in the end, that's not who Biden goes with. He goes with, I thought, the most obvious choice for what they're trying to do. So when you look at the pros and cons of this, and hey, this is big. So notice, I didn't say anything about COVID yet. And if you've been following what I'm doing here on the show, you know that that's where we usually go first. And by the way, hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining me here. Wherever you hail from, whether it's outside of our borders or it's inside one of the states, the West, the East, the Southeast, wherever, Midwest, dealing with Mother Nature and some horrible things that have happened lately, obviously, with a brutal storm that just moved across there the last couple of days. But anyway, there were a lot of people that were waiting for this to happen. And apparently one of the things that Biden did was he ran it by, as he says, Obama. He said, that's what I call him. Ran it by him, and he gave the blessing for Harris and said, you know, her own life story is one that I and so many others can see ourselves in, a story that says no matter where you come from, what you look like, how you worship, who you love, there's a place for you here. Because there was so much speculation about this. All right, so what are the pros and what are the cons? I think one of the cons is exactly what the president said. Her own campaign had the wheels come off. The 2%, I think, was a shock for her. There's a lot of excitement leading up to it, and then it fell apart. And one of the areas where she stumbled was Medicare for All. And, you know, she kept talking about that, and she stumbled all over the place with Medicare when she was asked about that in some of these debates last year. So that's an area where she would have to strengthen what's going to be the party line, I suppose. And then she called it quits, you know, 2 months before the Iowa caucuses and, you know, some of those big debate moments where she fell flat and some where she did well. And what about the left of left of left? How happy will they be that Harris is the choice? And the answer is that's not really who they necessarily wanted. But then you could look at it and say, well, you know, when you pick a VP, are you looking for somebody who's going to rattle the masses? Are you looking for a low-risk choice? Was she a low-risk choice or not? In some ways, she was a low-risk choice, right? And she's faced intense spotlight of what you go through with a presidential campaign, and she has won an office before in the most populous state, of course, California. She's been vetted by the media and political opponents, so she can theoretically handle the heat. COVID, where are we? How many cases next?
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail, man.
All right, thanks so much for everybody that out there is flipping me those emails. Just like flapjacks, it is overflowing off the plate, crazy, onto the floor. And luckily, I've got that pandemic puppy who picked it all up for me nicely. He didn't bite down through all of it. It's just virtual, for goodness sake. So, Kate at katedelaney.com, that's where you, too, can send me your thoughts. I got this one from Mac in New Orleans, and he says, I love New Orleans. Oh, I miss it. And he says, Kate Delaney, we listen to you here in the fair city that you have spent many, many a day in, from what I understand. And in Louisiana, you know, it's like a roller coaster ride like so many other places, up and down and all that in between. And that nasty COVID, like a shapeshifter, comes and goes. There are some people that are spreaders in some of our communities and others that are really flattening the curve. And, of course, we have a governor who's closed Louisiana's borders, sort of, and has thought about doing something drastic anyway. I guess I just... Bottom line is, in New Orleans and in Louisiana, we have been dealing with a lot of cases of COVID. Yeah, 133,000 confirmed. It's interesting. Thanks for that, Mac, because I was looking through New Orleans today. As a matter of fact, over 4,300 deaths. In the United States, 164,000 people have died, and that's out of 5.15 million confirmed cases. Worldwide, over 20 million cases, but 12.5 million have recovered, and there have been all told, I mean, that we know of, because I think there's some that are missed or caught afterwards or believed to have had coronavirus, but 740,000 people at this point, that's what we're, you know, that's what we're looking at. And we knew it was going to be rough, right? We knew that right from the very beginning. All right, you want some good news? Because I had this question from Mary. Kate, listen to the show. Like it. I've told some of my friends to pump you up. Girl, keep going, because I think it's just a party of men, and somehow you got invited to kick open the door. And speaking of kicking open the door, Moderna, what's going on with that? I know that you've been talking about it lately. I've heard you mention them probably a dozen times. All right, so they opened the door. Some people opened the door for me, thank goodness. But, yeah, it's a poker game, and it takes a while to get a little bit of a hold, and I'm looking for that river card, right? So Moderna entered an agreement to acquire 100 doses of 100 million doses, big difference, 100 million doses of the potential COVID-19 vaccine for $1.5 million. So the U.S. in the last couple of weeks has made some deals to get hundreds of millions of doses of potential COVID-19 vaccines from a lot of different companies. Because remember, this is Operation Warp Speed. So that's the idea, is let's get a vaccine. Let's get it before the end of the year if we can do that. Moderna's price per dose is about $30.50 per person for a two-dose regimen. Not bad. AstraZeneca offered a lower price per drug in exchange for upfront research and some of that development cost they need that eats away at it. And the all deal price COVID-19 vaccines are between $20 to $42 for a two-dose course of treatment, because it's two that you got to take. We already know that. It's interesting. Moderna's deal, I'm just going to throw this in here since you opened that up, with the U.S., only pays out in full if the drug maker hits unspecific timing benchmarks for the delivery, which makes sense. I mean, thank goodness, right? Okay, so we're going to give you this $1.5 billion, but here's the thing. Just like a sports team, when they make offers, especially to hot rookies, we're going to have benchmarks so that we don't get burned, because we want them. We want the vaccines delivered. I mean, that's the idea. That's why it's warp speed. Absolutely. You got Japan, the United Kingdom, Canada. They all have a bunch of deals with drug makers, too. Everybody is racing. I mean, this is like bigger than the race to space. This is the race to save humanity, save lives, get this thing going as fast as possible. Because you look at the infection rates, and then you look at the rates of survival for certain people, whether that's that pre-existing conditions, whether it's older people in nursing homes, assisted living, you know, all these different things that can happen once that virus gets inside you, and there's no definites. I mean, again, what are the worst words you ever hear when something is wrong with you? No cure. No cure. Seriously. I'll never forget it. I'll tell the story. I got chills on my spine. I was with my mother, who was I adored, and she loved this audience too. People used to ask me about her. I would beg her to come on the show, because of course she was in the middle of Sandy when that happened, and a couple of other things, and she would do little pieces with me here and there. And I was with her. She was so healthy, and I was with her when she was at the doctor. And what was the first question she asked when they said she had cancer? Is there a cure? And what was the answer? No, there's no cure. And when you hear that, it is chilling. And so that's what this virus is. There's no cure at this point. So warp speed, you bet. As fast as possible. If it is in the beginning of the year, if it is this time next year, and it's working, and its effectiveness is pretty good, pretty high, I'll take that. I don't know about you, but I'll take that. I'm thinking you would, because if you want to travel, if you want to go certain places, if you have any kind of a bucket list, if you want to survive and thrive, and if you want our fabulous nation to survive and thrive, I'm a proud American. I've said it all the time. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I've been to some amazing places. I've been blessed. But I always come back to our soil, and this has been rough to watch this. And so many of the people that I've talked to in New Zealand, Australia, the UK, India, who have been guests on the show, who have been part of our Author's Corner, you know, one of the things they always tell me, whether it's on the air or off the air, is, are you all right? What's happening in America? My God, we keep reading these things. We are so worried and sad for all of you. Sad. We're sad for all of you for what's happening there. All right, how about this one from Frank? He says, Kate, sports, unbelievable college football. Big Ten, Pac-12, postponing the football season. They're not going to do it. Do you think the rest of the dominoes, meaning the other divisions, fall? The conferences, do those other power conferences fall? Yeah, I'm glad you said conferences. So here's the thing. You got two of the biggest out. Think about that. You know what Big Ten is? Ohio State, Michigan, Nebraska, Penn State. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking, yes, we're going to see other conferences that aren't going to do it. I mean, you know, Ohio State's athletic director said, we would have preferred to play. I wish we would have had a little more time to evaluate it. You know, that's what they're saying. That's what Gene Smith, the athletic director, said. We wanted to play. We wanted to do it. And there are a lot of teams that wanted to do it. But, you know, again, you are standing at the craps table trying to figure out, is this going to work? Is it worth it? You know, you look at the Big Ten. And they distribute about $50 million per year to their members, meaning the television network. That's what's pumped out. $50 million. Think of the Pac-12. Arizona, California, Colorado, Oregon, Utah, Washington. Yeah. And think of the players who were in line to have a big season or thought to have a big season or this was their last season at school. That's they go out without it. But, you know, you're weighing again, like we do with the economics. Human life, is it going to be all right? Do we keep moving? Do we figure out a way to do this? Is it going to be okay, or is it going to be a disaster? And frankly, the schools, I think, are worried about lawsuits because they know that they could wipe them out if there was... huge losses. All right, I'm going to squeeze in another quick one. This one is from Rick. Katie, working from home, I have to say, I heard you talk about it. I hated it in the beginning. Now I'm embracing it. I just got to figure out ways to get more breaks. My dogs are driving me crazy, and my kids, too. Do you think this will stick around? Absolutely. They just did a poll where four out of five think the workforce will continue working remotely. Why? They're going to save money. This was a survey that was done by PwC. They released it just today, and most business leaders think that a shift to a remote workforce is absolutely going to stay in place. 78% say, yeah, it's going to stay. Only 21% of CEOs think the shift to work from home is temporary. That tells you something. Better get cozy. Go to the man cave next.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden has chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his vice president. He was under increasing pressure to name a black woman as his running mate, someone who could connect with minorities, especially following the death of George Floyd, as well as Black Lives Matter protests that followed. Kamala Harris is the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants who were active in the civil rights movement. Now, during a continuation of that movement, she brings added credentials as a U.S. senator, a former district attorney, and the former attorney general for the state of California. President Trump says the 55-year-old Harris did poorly in the Democratic primaries as a candidate.
She was expected to do well, and she ended up at right around 2% and spent a lot of money. She had a lot of things happening, and so I was a little surprised that he picked her.
This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Elida formed on Monday afternoon and continues to strengthen as a Category 2 hurricane. It's the first organized tropical system since Douglas impacted Hawaii almost 2 weeks ago. Elida was located about 275 miles southwest of the southern tip of Baja California, Mexico, and was packing maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. Elida originated as a tropical depression and then strengthened to a tropical storm early on Sunday morning with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. According to forecasters, the Category 2 storm is expected to weaken by Wednesday morning. Following closely behind, a second feature is likely to develop during the second half of the week. A third potential development is in the Central Pacific Ocean and is slowly tracking westward and approaching the Central Pacific this week. The next storm names on the list for the East Pacific hurricane season are Fausto and Genevieve. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Or, oh, no. Boo or applause for this one? The Big Ten canceling their season as we're in the man cave. This is the chatter. There's even conversation about, what if I'm Ohio State or Michigan and can I just leave this conference? We want to play. It's so big that Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson, of course, Clemson not playing in either one of the conferences that so far have said we're not doing it. He is basically saying, listen, we want to play, hashtag. He's starting a movement. He explained his position in a three-post Twitter thread that kicked off a round of tweets from other stars following his footsteps. He said, establish universal mandated health and safety procedures and protocols to protect college athletes against COVID-19 among all conferences throughout the NCAA. Give players the opportunity to opt out and respect their decision. Guarantee eligibility, whether a player chooses to play the season or not. Use our voices to establish open communication and trust between players and officials. Ultimately, create a college football players association. Wow. So he's saying, we're in this. Let us stay in this. Players you know, will all be sent home to their own communities where social distancing is highly unlikely and medical care and expenses will be placed on the families if they were to contract COVID-19. That's not what he's saying. That's what others are saying. You know, this was part of this big meeting in trying to address the Power Five of what's going to happen. And so shock, I think, for many that looking at the, you know, looking at the Big Ten and the fact that the Big Ten wanted to stay. So, you know, you got the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and adios. And what about the other conferences, the ACC, the SEC, the Big 12, what are they all going to do? They're saying move forward, move forward. So I think there is a smattering of booers out there for the Trevor Lawrence's saying, you know, no, shut it down. And there's a lot that are applauding, including the president. And I think they're in our studio right now. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to make those kinds of decisions, right? But you've got the benefits that are still in place for those two conferences anyway. But the SEC, they were given the green light by medical experts. The ACC, they say they're going to play football in 2020. The Big 12 is going to move forward in the 2020 season. So it's two different ends of the craps table, and some are saying yay, and like I said, some are saying nay. In the world of sports, that is, I think, in the man cave, the biggest thing we've been talking about. Is there anything bigger than football in the United States, the feeder system college, and, of course, the pros? And in the NFL, it's full steam ahead as of right now anyway. All of that is subject to change, because we know that this virus is subject to change, and maybe it's all the protocols, everything in place, and it's not as awful as it could look on the surface, but there's just no way to know. I mean, that's what it is. There's no way to know. Enter at your own risk. Make your own decision on what you think is fair or foul in this. Most true sports fans, big sports fans I've talked to, think you got to move forward. You got to set the example. It's a business, and it's a lot of people that are employed by this business. And by setting the example, it can make all the difference in the world for others to see. And you know what? That thought is a good thought as long as it turns out in the right direction. Because you know darn well, if it doesn't, then there's finger pointing and lawsuit possibilities. Lawsuit possibilities. All right. Would you sit for 6 hours and watch five overtimes and see a combined 151 shots on goal? Tampa Bay Lightning won an epic game one against the Columbus Blue Jackets on Tuesday night. That's what happened. Braden Point scored 150 minutes, 27 seconds into the game to give Tampa Bay a 3-2 win. Oh, my gosh. They must have been so exhausted. It was the fourth longest playoff game in NHL history, so long that the Bruins Carolina Hurricanes game originally was slated for 8 o'clock on Tuesday Eastern, was rescheduled for Wednesday at 11 a.m. Because remember, this is all about keeping them in their bubble, too. So they had to change the time for that. That's crazy. I mean, that is crazy, crazy long. Fourth longest. And you know, if you were watching this, if you were a fan of either one of these teams, lived in either one of these cities, I've been to many of Bolts games, you got to think, yeah, you're staying up. That's East Coast time. You got to think they're staying up, because why would you go to bed after you invested all that time? I mean, you could wake up in the morning and find out, but yeah, I'm thinking that's like, that's one of those curl up on the couch. Now we're watching it. We'll, you know, forget sleep. Sleep be damned. I'm watching this hockey game. How about this? You have an Oakland A's outfielder who's suspended 6 games and the Houston Astros hitting coach, Alec Cintron 20 games for their role in the bench-clearing incident between the two teams on Sunday. I think there's so much anger over the cheating scandal with the Astros that everybody in Major League Baseball, every team wants a piece of them, period. And this is the scenario that's going to continue to play out. And if people are triggered and they get fined big or they miss however many games, it's not going to matter. I think that's going to happen, that you screwed us up for our opportunity to, who knows, go wherever playoff-wise. But either way, like, no, you just don't get away with this. It's the unwritten man code when it comes to Major League Baseball. So I'm not surprised that there was that brawl. And I think, like I said, there's going to be many more of those to come in this shortened season. That's what I think. Absolutely. NBA in their own bubble. It's been interesting to watch the NBA and to, I have to say, see some pretty good basketball. I've watched a bit of it, especially on the weekends. You know, you look at some of the finishes and how tight they are, like the Trailblazers and the Mavericks. The Mavericks have lost a lot of close games. So the Trailblazers win it 134-131. Damon Lillard had a great game, 61 points for Portland. 61 points. I mean, he went off. And some of the other highlights include the Kings beating the Pelicans 112-106. Nice night for Sacramento's Harrison Barnes. He had 25 points and a handful of rebounds. I want to say like 8 rebounds. So, yeah, and the Bucks. The Bucks, who are great, are having a great run. 126-113 over the Wizards, and that was kind of a fun game to watch. I watched bits and pieces of it. So, to me, if you're a hoopster, how about it? Flip me those thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Are you seeing some of the good stuff? I think the fact that the season, and this goes across the board for anything else, had to be shrunk, it's made a difference in some of the performances. Because there's not a lot of hardwood left. You know, you can only lose so many games before you're completely out of it. And that's very much on the minds of these players who, if they're in this, they're in it to win it. They're not in there just to, hey, I'm back on the court. I don't think so. Not any true athletes, anyway. You know, there's no way. By the way, you know, talking about bubbles and the NBA, bouncing to the Dallas Cowboys, they're forming their own training camp bubble before on-field practices. They're saying that's what they're doing. They're forming this bubble starting Friday. They're going to set up summer home at the 5-star Omni Hotels right next to their practice facility, piece of cake, to help fight COVID-19. The majority of the teams will be staying there. I mean, they have everything they need, so why the Omni's connected to the Ford Center? They don't have to go anywhere. It makes sense, but family, all that. In a normal year, it'd be different. They'd be in Oxnard, California for about a month of training camp. But now, doing that at the Omni, they think setting up the bubble will help their preparations with their new coach, Mike McCarthy. Usually you have an off-season program, a mini camp, and a lot of other activities, especially for the rookies. So there were virtual meetings, but there wasn't the normal reps that a rookie, for example, would go through. Now, the Cowboys, by the way, because will other teams do something similar, the Cowboys aren't mandating that players stay at the hotel, but they have strongly suggested it, and it seems to be catching on, because for goodness sake, who wants to give their family or anyone around them COVID-19? I mean, that's the name of the game when it comes to the coronavirus. It's not giving it to anyone. That's the thing that rattles us, I think, all the most. Coming up, we check in on Sturgis. How's that motorcycle rally going? A lot of social distancing? We'll find out.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Don't I get a last request? Why not?
Yeah, that's right. It is party time in Sturgis. What, you didn't get your invitation? Don't you ride a hog? Well, that's probably why you don't know about Sturgis. Sturgis and the motorcycle rally that they have, the Sturgis rally that they have every single year is phenomenal. It's the place to be, place to be seen, place to have fun, all of that. The crowds are not doing so good of masking up. Are you surprised? So thanks for joining us as we make a loop around the bend on foot. And we got our masks on, but we're watching from afar. We can hear them revving up the bikes. 84 arrests, 226 citations, 18 crashes in just 24 hours. That was what was reported in South Dakota at Sturgis. I've had friends that have gone and told me, oh, you got to go, Delaney, you got to go, it's awesome. One of my best friends. And he's a huge rider. He didn't go this year, though. He's single and worried. So he is careful about where he's going and all that sort of stuff. But the people that have gone, when you look at coronavirus, the spread, and you look at the biggest cycle gathering in the world, I get it for Sturgis. Man, I feel you. This is for your town, this is it. 95% of what happens is raised in this rally. It's a 10-day rally. Hundreds of thousands of bikers socializing, drinking, partying, all of that. Is this going to be the super spreader event of 2020 to date? So coming into Sturgis, people were encouraged to wear masks but not required. Very few are doing it. Some are. Because I hate to just throw that blanket over everybody, because I know there's some that are doing it. It's the 80th year. It's a big year. It's in the South Dakota Hills. There are T-shirts, I Survived Corona, God, Guns, and Trump, that kind of stuff are being sold all over the place. And, here's the thing. It's what they're saying in South Dakota is, look, we've been back to normal for over 3 months. South Dakota's in a good spot, period. So get off our backs. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's being said. And maybe it holds up. I'm not rooting against Sturgis downing their tequila, whooping it up. I'm not rooting against it at all. But I just see it as could be super spreader of the year, because we're not having fans in the stadiums. Otherwise, you know, there's going to be your super spreader. But look out, because there's still more to come with Sturgis, and we'll see once everybody takes off from South Dakota and they go back to their little nook, cranny, or corner of the world, if they end up being a spreader to somebody that they know. In case you missed it, of course, at the top, Kamala Harris, that's what it's all about for the Democrats. It is Kamala, not a surprise to me. I know everybody's floating all these different names. And there were certainly other women being considered. But I think she was always the pick for Joe Biden. I do. And when reporters accidentally saw his notes, I think there was no accident, right? I don't think it was an accident. And what Biden said is, I have the great honor to announce that I've picked Kamala Harris, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants, is my running mate. In her own tweet, she called joining Biden's ticket an honor. The commander-in-chief slammed Kamala Harris and called her the nasty number one draft pick. He said, we'll see how she works out. She did very, very poorly in the primaries, which I mentioned before is true. 2% spent a lot of money. He said he was very, very surprised that she's nasty the way she's treated certain people, including Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his contentious, to say the least, Senate Judiciary confirmation hearings. And he went on to go even deeper on Harris. The debates are going to be fun, my friends. Trump and Biden, Pence and Kamala Harris. Let's see what that's going to be like. Interesting, nonetheless. All right, hitting some of the top ones, meaning the top, what I call concerns, what's being talked about in your backyard and mine. We've talked about this already, what college football teams are playing, conferences, and what conferences are not playing, a very, very, big, big deal, because for universities, that's a big chunk of their budget. Bigger universities where the teams do well, that's the hot spotlight. So it's going to take its toll economically, let's say, on these campuses. But those that have canceled don't want it to take an even bigger economic toll because of any kind of lawsuits, or hold up the expectations and drag it out and nothing really happens. Meaning that because of what's going on, they don't, it's just disappointing because you maybe have one or two games and then the whole thing gets shut down. Speaking of shutting her down, a family was removed from Southwest after the 3-year-old son with autism would not wear a face mask. Oh, people, we've got to use common sense. So, of course, she was upset. He has autism. Alyssa Sadler said that she was flying from Midland, Texas to Houston. She was returning to the gate when her son wouldn't wear the protective mask. Her family, including her 1-year-old daughter, was asked to exit the plane. And she says, look, you know what? I'm stuck in Midland. When you get kicked off your flight because your 3-year-old autistic child won't wear a mask. She said her son has a sensory processing disorder, doesn't like to have his face touched. She said she had a note from the boy's doctor about the condition. So it wasn't BS. He was throwing a fit. He was screaming, no, 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 no. He did not want to wear a mask. He was not going to wear a mask. There's a good fair or foul for you. I'm going to call that foul. There, of course, are exceptions to rules. There are exceptions even in a pandemic. And I think this is an exception that should have been made. Although Southwest is saying, really? We don't allow exceptions for medical exemptions to this rule. We don't allow it. If they can't wear a face covering for any reason, we cannot transport the individual, no matter what shape, size, etc. I think it's harsh. I think it's harsh on an autistic kid that's a baby, basically. I mean, that's tough. You know, that she said that her son didn't wear a mask when they flew to visit her husband, who's working a temp job in Midland. So now, of course, they had to be picked up. They had to be driven back to Houston, and it was an incredibly long day. Some of you might be hearing this and saying, well, you know, we have to deal with stuff, too. And I bet that there are those of you that believe that, yeah. I mean, so what that he has autism? And I think it is a big so what, because he really had a severe kind. He was freaked. He didn't want the mask smothering his face. There would be easier ways to have handled that, too, I believe, although I wasn't there, so I only know what I've heard from the airline itself. Connecticut, ooh, you are not tolerating people who do not pay attention to quarantine. Connecticut handed out a $1,000 fine to quarantine violators. Mm-hmm. They've been warning about this, but the Department of Public Health said, no, no, no. It's a grand, and that was to two people who didn't comply with the travel advisory for people who return home from states with high COVID-19 infection rates. I think it's smart in that case to be all over it because you don't want a super spreader. And who wants to be the super spreader? Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. You can always hit me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Big shout out to Alex and Mo Flam.
SuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.